The thing I always wonder when I look at one of those reconstructed faces of an early human ancestor is, what were they like? I mean, did people who lived 20 or 30,000 years ago think like we do? Did they sit around the campfire and tell stories or make jokes? We'll never know for sure. But one place where you can get a tiny glimpse inside the minds of our Stone Age relatives is those famous cave paintings in southern France, among them Chauvet, a cave that has captivated documentary filmmaker Werner Herzog.
I can put it in one single word: awe. You're just awestruck. 32,000 years ago, there were the very first paintings that we ever have. The next paintings come 15, 16, 17,000 years later that we know. So it's a sense of awe. The paintings in Chauvet Cave or in Lascaux in the south of France are so accomplished, and they are so modern and they are so lively that we can only step back and hold our breath and acknowledge this is us. You can clearly see this is the beginning of modern man. You feel that they have things they've painted and done, things that have passed on to us as a collective memory, a deep historical memory. For example, you've got a bison, a galloping bison, and the bison has 8 legs. And tens of thousands of years later, in old Nordic mythology, the horse of the main god Odin, named Sleipnir, is the fastest horse ever seen to anyone, and the horse is so fast because it has 8 legs. Or, for example, there's one strange painting at the lower part of a female body and a bison almost embracing it. And tens of thousands of years later, Picasso makes a series of paintings, Le Minotaure et la Femme, the bull and the woman. And it's very, very much alike, although, of course, Picasso had not seen Chauvet Cave. There are cultural memories passed on to us, and a sense of time that is staggering. For example, some reindeer unfinished in charcoal. And you can, through radiocarbon dating, you can pretty exactly define when this was made. And it's overpainted, finished and overpainted by, I think, a woolly mammoth. And now science has established that one painter started the reindeer and another painter completed it, and it was 5,000 years later. It's just staggering.
Werner Herzog. His documentary about the Chauvet paintings is called Cave of Forgotten Dreams.